It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Happy Tuesday, T-Squared. That's a lot of teas.
There is a lot of teas in there. It's a good thing we only started with one bottle.
Right. Cheers. We're drinking Carrie's favorite wine.
Yes, for Carrie's birthday, even though she's in major denial.
Right. She does not want to even, like, she's like, I hate attention.
Carrie, get over it. My birthday's next month. We're the same age. Get over it.
It's the age of fabulousness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
It's the Cupcake Wine. Cupcake's the brand, and it's the Red Velvet.
And it's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's a red wine.
Yeah, and it's not sweet and nasty. It's good.
And it's not dry and bitter.
Right.
It's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
All right. So what have you been up to?
Oh, my. Well, that's always a loaded question with me because I always have like 25,000 things going on, but... just finished the Toxic Twins PR website. Just finished the Toxic Twins PR Facebook page. Well, actually, I haven't finished that part yet, but I'm still working on that.
And the Toxic Twins are a public relations tool and for booking, people to use
right,
for and booking, bands and such.
Yes, for straight live entertainment.
Yeah. That sounds weird.
For... live entertainment. I don't care if you're straight.
Wait, hold on a second.
What I meant was pure live entertainment.
As opposed to just
manipulated, recorded entertainment.
Okay,
I want live bands. Right.
You don't want any Milli Vanilli.
Right. I want live bands. I want, you know, I don't want any auto-tune. I don't want any of that stuff. I want
no
live.
Swift.
Yeah. No.
I still love her. I really do. Her new album is on repeat in my player. So you got the Toxic Twins PR.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have on Facebook Toxic Twins PR. Because mm-hmm. I was able to find that today.
Yes. We have that. Chris McCarville from Max Explosion was actually the one who designed it. He's an amazing designer as long as and an absolutely gifted and talented singer and songwriter. So
very cool.
I just love him. Listen to Max Explosion, people.
Is that the name of the band?
Yes.
And they can find them where? iTunes?
They can pretty much find them anywhere. iTunes, Spotify.
Max Explosion. That's
easy to remember. Max Explosion. They have a Facebook page. Their new album is killer. Get ready, right about a little after Christmas.
Nice.
Be ready to go.
Nice.
Yep. Kickin' Valentina starts their new album in January.
Wow. Got a lot of going new music on. In your world.
Yep. Picked up a new band, Hooligans Holiday. And they're
pencil me out.
They're like a Motley Crue. They're a Motley Crue tribute band. And and then we have a punk band and Saints of Rebellion as well. So we only have five, but for
only.
Us, that's quite a few at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work for two girls.
It is.
That have full-time jobs outside of their PR love.
Exactly. Wow. And we spend a lot of time dealing with it. And we just found out today, boys, if you're bothering listening, which you will, because I'll make
Hashtag now.
Two of your bands just made top 10 to open it. Open for Tesla, so I'm just letting you know here in the live area.
That's like
area.
An electronic. Wait a second.
Tesla, no. Tesla's a rock band from the 80s and early 90s.
The car. That's electric. Which made me think it was the electronic.
The Tesla car.
Electronic music.
No, that's kind of a nice
I connected
car.
The dots right
Got
there
it.
In my brain,
I saw
which
it.
Led to a dead end.
I saw it happen, though. I watched it.
Wow, well, that's big news, Tesla.
Yep. And I'm pretty happy about that. And I have told none of them yet. So now they'll
congratulations. They will find out. Big news. Big announcement on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Yeah. So let's see who wins.
Right.
So at least they're all in, at least they're mine. My bands.
Right. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's huge. I'm
pretty happy about that.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, all yes. that work, finally.
Yeah. Well, we're still trying to book all of their shows in Sweden and Germany.
And get to go to
German.
Any of those?
I'm going to make sure we go to some of those.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt.
The world.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Especially the Swedish ones. There's some, those are some of the most awesome festivals in the world, literally.
I can imagine.
So, yeah. Yeah, and Lisa and I have some really good friends out there that live out there, so.
Very cool.
Should be pretty cool.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Big news here for the podcast. Me and all my awesome girlfriends that sit down with me each week. We have a website, finally.
Yes.
TwoGirlsInABottleOfWine.com.
Right.
You would think it's been almost 3 years since I started this podcast that I would have jumped into the website ship before now, but I didn't.
You know, I
was waiting for the right time. I've not been
married. I think it
obviously
takes time.
I have a commitment issue.
I think it takes time. It was so funny.
It
I mean,
really
if
does.
I had started to do my website and Chris stepped in and he's like, okay, I'm just going to do this for you and just get it done. And he had that thing done in like 2 seconds, but he's a graphic artist.
Wow.
So.
See, it took me 3 hours sitting down with a friend of mine to show me, because I want control. I'm like, I want to know how to add T-Squared's websites to my website.
Right.
And not have to be like, hey, dude, sorry to bother you. Will you add these to the website? No. So I'm like, teach me. Teach me what I'm doing.
I'm totally bugging Chris. I'm like, Chris, I got to do this. And he's like, on it.
See, I'm a control freak. It shows and stuff like that. But he sat down with me 3 hours at an Einstein bagel and we knocked
That's
it
awesome,
out.
That's awesome, though. That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm super excited. It's a work in progress, and if anyone out there has any tips or like suggestions, is it too pink? Let me know.
Bring it, please.
I have a lot of pink on the page. It's two girls. Girls.
Mine's got a lot of purple. Mine's got a lot of purple.
I know.
So we're kind of in the
and
same.
Your beautiful face is right there.
Oh, thanks. Oh yeah. I'm not going to say how old that picture is. Actually, it's not that old. It's a
Match.com picture.
Yeah, from many years back. No, actually, it's not. But it's really not that old. So if you really want to see what I look like, I am on my webpage.
Toxic Twins.
Toxic
PR.
Twins.
But you're also on the Two Girls webpage.
Yes.
You are the only one that'll take an ussie with me every time you're here.
Oh, yeah. And she
everybody
makes me
else,
take them when I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, not this time. I am yet to get Carrie to take a picture with me. With her non-birthday party coming up this weekend, I'm going to get a few drinks in her and I'm going to make her take a selfie with me.
You know what I'll do? If she doesn't, I'll just give you the picture I have of her with a carafe between her boobs and then you can have that because it fits perfectly with the intro. And so, We happened to walk out of the bar with that carafe between her boobs.
But we're not going to say where because we don't owe anyone anything.
No. No.
And speaking of Carrie, she'll be back on the podcast next Monday, the day after her non-birthday party.
So oh, boy. So that's going to be fun.
I am excited. I'm excited. So you were a model back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You graced the pages of advertisements.
Advertisements, billboards.
There you go.
Yeah, I was the Coors Light Silver Bullet girl for
nice.
A while.
So yesterday evening, I was sitting watching the American Country Countdown Awards, and I was scrolling through Facebook, and who is this girl, this picture I see? And I look up, and Britney Spears posted a picture of herself
right.
on the cover of Women's Health Magazine.
Yeah, and
I did not recognize her as Britney Spears, and I am a Britney Spears fanatic.
And we are both sitting here looking at the picture right now.
Yes.
And
Women's Health, the most recent, and I'll post it on our Facebook and our website because we have one now. And I don't like could it be that much contouring in the makeup?
No.
Her
no.
nose just looks you can't totally different. It's her nose.
It. I don't. I actually. I seriously. I think she either did a nose job or they did a massive digital contour on her.
I guess.
Because I don't believe that's her. Now, if she lost weight and her cheeks are that defined, maybe. But
I don't think so. They worked on her. She's always had those chubby cheeks.
Yeah, but I mean down in the.
Yeah.
Down in the jawline. I know I'm sitting here like making motions. I know you guys can't see that.
No, just pull up the Woman's Health cover with yeah. Brittany and you can see what we're talking about. And people have been abuzz talking about it today. They posted it at many different sites, but I found a few comments. It says, excuse me, the photoshopping of Britney Spears on the cover of Woman's Health magazine is atrocious. It looks nothing like her face.
No, it doesn't. Like you said, she looks like Heidi Klum.
And you would think, like, looking at the picture, because it's all about how she's that awesomely fit without a trainer, if they were going to Photoshop, they would Photoshop her stomach because there's some, like, wobbliness to her stomach.
Yeah, well, she never had, like, a super tight...
Right,
yeah.
But if they were going to Photoshop...
True.
Leave the face alone. She has a good face. Well, yeah. Photoshop on other areas if you're going to.
Right.
Another comment I read is, I know Woman's Health this month says Britney Spears on the cover, but I don't know who that woman on the cover is.
Right. Well, you can understand why she made that statement, because it definitely doesn't look like her. So.
Right. And you would think Britney would like come out and be like, oh, well, you know, but she hasn't. I saw another picture she posted today, another photo from this shoot. And the face looks just as jacked.
Well, what's funny is they're the whole thing about Renee Zellweger, too.
Oh, she looked and how weird. She had a lot of work.
She said, oh, no, I just quit using filler. And I'm like, oh, my butt, you just quit using filler. Let's talk
expert.
About what you've actually done to your face.
So I was sitting there thinking at my desk, and I was like, well, every photo or every magazine uses Photoshop, right?
Yes.
No. There is a magazine that refuses to do any photoshopping.
Who is that?
It turns out it exists. It's called Verily, V-E-R-I-L-Y. It's a fashion and lifestyle magazine aimed at women 18 to 35. And even though that prime demographic territory is all about the Photoshop use, their mantra is, whereas other magazines artificially alter images in Photoshop to achieve the so-called ideal body type or leave a maximum of 3 wrinkles, Verily never alters the body or face structure of the models.
I totally want to see that. I would buy that.
I've
I would
never
buy
seen
that
I know.
I would buy that magazine.
It makes you want to go out and...
I'm gonna hunt it down.
Verily. So you have to check that out. Yeah. Because, yeah, you look at all these... Kim Kardashian's booty with the champagne photos.
And like it's like she doesn't have cellulite. My butt, literally. Come on.
Photoshop is the thing, but I think we should get away from it. Because not for us, you know, I'm in my 30s, you're in your upper 30s. And
thank you.
It doesn't really matter to us. We're hit with reality. We get it.
Right.
But those... teenagers, early 20s that are struggling with body image,
mm-hmm.
don't throw that pressure on them. Am I
you're,
wrong?
You know, no. And
I feel
as
like
a matter
I'm
of fact,
preaching what other people have preached before.
Oh, well, you, but it's an honest, I mean, it's an honest statement because we have girls who come in that are in their late teens and early 20s that have their lips done. So I can't say, you know,
oh,
I can say
gosh.
It's, yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
So.
All right. Let's get on to more positive women issues.
Let's do it.
It's our Woman Crush of the Week time. I need like a jingle then. I know. I'm slacking on the podcasting.
Oh, no. That's the wrong kind.
So you start with yours, T-squared.
Oh, I do. Oh, I get a start? Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, I do usually do as you do.
Real
usually.
People that we don't know.
No, I usually do people that are famous.
No, real people that we don't know personally. Other co-hosts that I have like to be like my aunt or my mom.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No.
Taylor Swift, woo!
But that's fine.
Yeah, so who's your woman crush?
Okay, mine is, and she's probably going to cry when she hears this, but her...
Will she hear this?
much. Well, she's gonna when I send it to her. I'm so excited. So she's not gonna have much of a choice. But she probably will, because she's just that kind of person who would listen if you ask her to.
So grab your Kleenex.
So her name is Jessica Chase. She's actually the girlfriend of a rock star. His name's Ira Black.
I think I've heard that name.
Ira, you've actually heard me mention Jessica before, but yes. this time she's my girl crush of the week for more than one reason. She was the one that I spoke of that was on the plane and met the nun from Mexico that took care of the orphans. Well, several weeks ago, she went ahead and she put this huge box together with another rock star's wife. Aww. And full of toys and candy and things, and they mailed box after box after box down to the orphanage where this nun Aww. Works. And then on top of that, she just posted that she loves taking the names from trees and being a secret angel to children that are in need. So she goes out and buys all these secret angel toys for Aww. All these kids and gives them out. And I know a lot of us have done that in the past, but she has this just heart that's just bigger than her whole body. She does
every year for multiple kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that she's just got this just sweet heart. And she was so nice when I first met her as it was to begin with. Mm-hmm. And just to know more and more about her is awesome. So yeah, pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And her name again?
Jessica Chase.
Jessica Chase.
Yes.
She is T-Squared's Woman Crush of the Week.
She is.
And mine is a little bit more superficial again.
You That's think I not would super. Work harder. Actually, I like this one.
Diane Von Furstenberg. Yay, I did it.
Love her.
She is a designer.
Yes.
Which I tend to kind of gravitate toward because they're like back-end work. They do a lot of work.
Yes.
She's known for creating the iconic wrap dress, building a world-famous designer label entirely from scratch. You may know her as Princess Diane of Furstenberg. She initially rose to prominence when she married into the German princely house of Furstenberg as the wife of Prince Egon of Furstenberg. Following their divorce in 1972, she has continued to use his family name, although she's no longer entitled to use the title Princess. But if she wanted to be
okay, a people, bride,
pause. There is a cat.
This is so funny.
In T-Squared's lap.
I just got graced with a big fluffy kitty in my lap.
That, are you okay over there? So. Do I need to hit pause?
Oh,
I can throw him into his food room.
I love this kitty. Okay. He's so sweet.
He is a dog.
I will love on him as long as he wants to sit.
That's crazy. Okay.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Jessica, her cat is missing. Her beloved kitty has been missing for almost a week now, so I'm sorry about that, Jessica. So anyway, I will extra love this kitty on your behalf. There you go.
All right. So I was thinking if you really wanted to use Princess in your name, you could legally have your name changed to Princess Diane, but she hasn't.
Can you use a title if you're
Yeah, I would think so.
I guess.
Steve had once contemplated legally changing his name to Mudflap, Steve Mudflap McGrew.
Well, I guess you could because I have a friend who is a driver for concerts, and his name is Anthony Mann, and he actually changed his name to A Fuzzy Man.
Nice.
And he's got a long ZZ Top beard, totally looks like he came from ZZ Top band, and he changed his name legally to A Fuzzy Man.
There you go. Whatever you want, really.
I guess you can.
So she dropped Princess. And since then, she hasn't let things die. So in 1997, with the reintroduction of her famous wrap dress, her company grew and it offers 4 complete collections a year and is available in over 70 countries and 45 freestanding shops worldwide. The company's headquarters and flagship boutique are located in Manhattan's Meatpacking District, which I've not been there, but it's on the bucket list.
I've been there. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Is it nice? Or?
Well, it's got its good spots and its bad spots, like New York. I mean, every one block's great, one block isn't.
The wine's kicking in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I just took off my coat. I just got warm from the wine, so we're good. We're good. And I have cat fur on my face, so.
I'm so sorry.
If you hear me wiping it off, just don't mind me.
And the best quote that I found from Diane von Furstenberg is, I wanted to be an independent woman, a woman who could pay for her bills, a woman who could run her own life. And I became that woman. So you marry into royalty, but screw that. I got my own plan.
But you know what? She's a classic line designer. Her stuff is just, it never goes out of style. I don't care if you bought it from 1972 or to now. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows I'm a rocker. I walked in with all black, my biker jacket on, and
you are in
leopard
black.
Print cowboy boots. And of course, and I still would wear a Diane von Furstenberg dress. So
I love your leopard print and cowboy boots.
Those are so cute. I'm not going to say how old they are.
That's awesome. You maintain things well, including yourself.
Aw, thanks.
That's so sweet. Christmas. Does that word scare you right now?
Oh God.
I have all of my Christmas shopping done and mailed off to those that needed to be mailed to. Except the United States Postal Service is sucking ass. And I don't cuss like that typically. But they suck. They've lost two of my packages.
Oh, great. Just
lost.
Joy.
Yeah, it's been delivered. No, it wasn't delivered at all.
My poor family. My poor family that's out of state. We have this joke that we keep.
You Skype? Is that your present?
No, we do. We do extended Christmas, which means you might get your Christmas presents in January or February or March, whatever. But they'll get there at some point in time.
Wow.
Except for my stepdaughter, but she's going to be here, so that doesn't count. I'm not mailing
hers. It doesn't.
No, when you're in college, you get the fun little boxes, but she gets her stuff here. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I have, again, control freak, been very much like shopping for the last 3 months when it comes to Christmas, and like I need to be in control, and then the Postal Service jacked that up. But it's still a very hard time to maintain your sanity. So
people have been so flippin' rude.
I stopped going to Walmart on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm not. I went to Home Goods, and this chick almost ran me over with her cart.
They are so mean.
And she got mad at me. I was already standing there.
So mean.
I said a few choice words in my mouth, which was kind of, it didn't come out. But when I told my daughter what happened, those choice words that I was
thinking
came out of her mouth. She was like, sorry, does that make me a bad parent? Anyway.
No, she's old enough.
She is.
She's 18, right?
No, that one's 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she's old enough.
Yeah.
They're hearing worse at school.
They're probably just hearing worse with me. But whatever.
So I found some keys to sanity when it comes to Christmas time.
Okay, what are yours?
The three B's. Bag it, barter it, and better it. Bagging is simple. If you don't love to do it, don't do it. Barter a task. Find someone who loves doing something you hate and pass it off to them. It's like delegation. But to keep it in the B's, you have to say barter.
Right.
And then the last one is better something. If you're tired of doing the same old, make it your own.
Okay, we're kind of on the same boat as far as that one's concerned. Mine started with alcohol.
I love alcohol. Cheers! Two girls in a bottle of wine.
We're tinging. Okay, here we go. Oh, and Doug, no, we're not actually drinking vodka until next time.
What? I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay,
so next time we have to have vodka?
Well, it was actually posted on one of our Facebook posts.
Oops,
that
I missed it.
Doug said that we should be drinking vodka, and I said, Doug, have you ever seen me on vodka? It's going to go south real
if
fast.
If you listen to the wrinkled sheets before last, yeah, real bad.
Awesome.
Woo. Vodka does a Janet bad.
Well, okay. Well, just wait till when Carrie gets here and it's all three of us. It's mm-hmm. It's just, it's going to be bad.
Well, the boyfriend says it's easy to make three people.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
We
don't see Neither one of us see it here yet, but apparently it's through.
Maybe after 2015 starts.
All right. And then the other thing, my one thing was tips for sanity for the holidays is that you've got to at least do something nice for somebody else that you don't
know. You have
know.
To think outside of yourself and then think outside of your circle.
Yes. And I don't know, did you see my Facebook post of what happened to my son and daughter-in-law?
Yes, but share.
They went to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And they went to go take out their layaway for my two-year-old granddaughter.
Oh.
It was a very kind of large amount of money.
So hundreds?
Within 100, yeah.
Okay.
So somebody had gone into Walmart, and knowing that people who put things on layaway usually are people who
probably can't afford it right then, but right. they're going to pay in installments to make it happen
right,
for Christmas.
Right, exactly. They got to the register, and the register said, this is taken care of by a good Samaritan, and they both came home in tears.
I want to cry right now. It's sweet.
It's very sweet, and I was so excited because out of they're just such good parents and they've had so much happen in the last year. And just the fact that they got to experience that was just perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah. Love it.
And I bet they'll pass it on in any way that they can.
I'm sure they will at some point. So, wow. Yeah.
So that is a great way to maintain your sanity is share the love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I did want to take some time to talk about some Hollywood happenings outside of the Britney ordeal. That kind of got thrown at me curveball last minute. But Sons of Anarchy. Okay. Do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
I'm still behind.
Okay.
I already know the end, which sucks.
We can't share that because other people might not be there.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm all bummed.
It was so sad.
I'm all bummed.
Thankfully, Steve was in town when that happened. Because I could be like, all, hold me, please. I feel like a friend of mine just left me.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of Anarchy, so sad to see it go. And we're not going to spoil it for anyone. But the day after the season finale or series finale happened, I found a great article from E! Online. And it was the best and the worst of series finales. And I thought that's great. Now, where does Sons of Anarchy fall? So, I wanted to start off with the worst. The worst finales. And I'm not familiar with all of these shows, but some of them I am. So any that you might be familiar with, you can throw in some commentary, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with several of them, so. I don't regularly watch them. I don't regularly watch TV that often because I
you're busy as heck. So the worst series finales of all time, coming in second worst is Dexter. I never watched that.
I didn't see the finale, but that was a good show, actually. So
you should probably look up the finale to see how horribly it ended.
I need to. Yeah.
The next one is Big Love, which I never watched.
Watch was stupid because, well, never mind. And then, I will start saying a lot of four-letter words that usually come out of my mouth right by the time we get to the third page of this. So
We'll get there. And then lastly, the worst of all time, and I totally agree with this because I was so freaking upset, How I Met Your Mother.
How that series ended. I didn't see that finale because that was a hysterical show.
It was. So you think he's going to end up happily ever after with someone? No. He ends up with that person. They divorce, and then he ends up with Robin. I'm sorry. It's been so long. If you haven't caught up by now, it's your own fault.
Oh, no, I did. Actually, I know all the characters you're talking about that I did not expect.
Yes.
No.
I was like, what? I've been waiting how many seasons for this? And you just circle it back around to Robin?
Oh, well. Okay. No wonder it was on the worst.
Okay. Yes. All right. And all then right. The best of all time. So Sons of Anarchy did not fall into the worst, so that's good.
Yes.
The best of all time at number 5 is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't watch that. I wasn't a fan of that. Stupid.
At number 4 is Sons of Anarchy.
I put Damn Yes.
Yes. So the fact that it made the top 5 is amazing.
Yeah.
When you break it down, 78.7% loved it. And then 21.3% loathed the series finale of that show.
Well, holy cow, the cliffhanger from last season was enough to, like,
I know,
destroy you as it was.
And then I think in comparison, not to give anything away, the ending of this season and the series was a little bit more mild in comparison
to what that to last season. Because that was hardcore.
I had to go to counseling. Like, damn it, Tara.
Oh, my God.
Coming. Anyway, you're
and with an
one.
Ice pick yeah. as well. Sorry if you haven't caught that far yet. Well,
if you have it, whoops. Okay. Number three of the best of all time is Sex and the City, which I love, love, love this show. I can watch it anytime.
No. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the end of that one. Sorry. Nope.
Number two is Friends.
I didn't watch it enough. Nah. So I put meh.
Number one, Breaking Bad.
I didn't. Okay.
I don't know anything about that show.
I didn't watch it regularly enough to know about the end of it. However, I have a lot of friends that work on that set because it's filmed in New Mexico. And
do you know Miranda Lambert? Because I feel like all these connections you have, you probably have connections to Miranda Lambert.
Well, there's 7 degrees to everybody always. Okay.
Sorry.
So probably.
Squirrel. So could you be. Have friends that work on Breaking Bad.
Yes. And so it makes me happy that they made part of Best of All Time because they all work very hard on that show.
Actually,
so that makes me
number
happy.
Number one. They're at number one. You should pass it on to your friends just in case they weren't aware.
Joe probably knows, but I will definitely send it to him.
Yeah. And then it was announced last week that we have to all set our DVRs for May 20th, 2015, because that is the last David Letterman episode. Oh, come on.
I'm not. I can't stand him. I think he's an asshole. I'm sorry. I just really.
Is there any late night host that you like?
Yeah, I like Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And I like, what's the other guy's name? The one.
Conan?
No. No, but Conan, no. The one.
The rounder one?
When he does, he always does the show, the rounder one. the chubbier one. He always puts on a big
production
whenever it comes to award time.
Yes,
and those are utterly hysterical because every star,
I see his face right there.
I know, and every star ends up in that production, and that is so. That is funny as all get up to me. So,
but David Letterman has been on since I can remember my entire life.
Thank God. I'm glad he's sorry. He just needs to go away.
But when it came to Jay Leno and David Letterman, I totally picked Jay Leno. Totally picked Jay Leno.
I like Jay
Leno. I thought he was a cartoon character come to life.
With his big old chin.
And then I met him in real life and I was like, he's just like that in real life. Like, you just totally expect him to, like,
I just want
to be running from Wile E. Coyote.
I just want to go play in his car collection. That's all I care about. Yes. God, that would be awesome. I'd probably drool. You'd have to take me out of there in a puddle.
You'd be like, no drooling on the cars.
I totally.
No.
I'm sorry. I would
drool
need
on my chin.
Yeah, I need baby wipes. I'm sorry, because I would love those cars.
Oh, they're nice cars. Have you noticed the facility here in Parker that's gone up? That looks like it's going to be those high-end, specifically kind of weird cars.
Is that the one off of Lincoln?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know what that was being built.
It was just a few days ago, some signage went up, and you could see some oddly looking cars, like, in the outside that were wrapped, and you could tell that it was, like, Back to the Future in 20 years cars. Yeah.
Well, there's enough.
You should probably
of the
get
sports cars
job.
That live out here.
You could, like, model.
No, I wouldn't.
You and your
I couldn't.
Beautifulness.
I could. Thanks, but I couldn't model those cars. I'd lay on them. I'd lick them, and I'd say, "I licked it. It's mine.
It's mine.
I licked it. It's mine. I get to keep it. I get to keep it."
Wow.
Yeah, I would. I totally. There'd be tongue prints along the window.
Okay. I don't know how to transition to this next topic. Time Magazine. They came out with their Person of the Year.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know how to transition either.
But it's,
it's not just one person. It's a household name. So, Ebola.
Ebola, yeah.
So the people that fought Ebola, there's five people, they name them as their person of the year.
Well, I think that's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah.
These
people went to West Africa to put an end to the outbreak.
I just hope that they stayed in West Africa and didn't fly back, and that we had to quarantine airplanes for 4 months and fumigate homes and, you know.
I don't know the details, but.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's awesome. So, yes. Yes.
All right. It's time for a new segment that I've added this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's question and answer fun time.
We really need some audio music fun in the background. We need sound effects.
We do. We do.
Besides a cat rubbing against my nose.
Right.
And my having to snort the fur.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Peanuts Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one. But I like Rudolph.
Oh,
Burl Ives.
You know, that's top.
Every year that would come on and my dad would be like, do you know that's Burl Ives singing? And I'd be like, yes, Dad, you tell me that every year. And now I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas song?
Well, I said, I put notes on my thing. It says, P.S. Do not cry.
Oh, don't cry.
No, it's
Christmas Shoes?
Oh Holy Night, because my dad was a singer and he had the most beautiful bass. Voice, and when he would sing that, it would just give me chills. So it's always been my favorite song.
That's really sweet.
So there you go.
I like Andy Williams' version of The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's move past.
All right. I grew up in Branson, so it reminds me of home. What's for your Christmas dinner?
Prime rib. I make it every year.
See, a lot of people have those traditions. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything, and so I couldn't tell you. It could be a 20-piece chicken McNugget, for all I know. Because I bet McDonald's is open.
You know what? If it works for you, it's Christmas dinner.
It's not going to be a 20-piece chicken McNugget. But we really don't have plans yet, and it's less than 2 weeks from Christmas. And Steve needs to get back from the Caribbean.
Yes, Steve. And no, we don't know where that is on the map, by the way. I tried to find it, too. Inside joke.
What do you want for Christmas? Your answer is going to kill. It's going to make people laugh. So let me go first.
Okay, yeah, go go ahead.
I'm easy to shop for. I like anything pink, glittery, and if I can wear it, it's a big plus.
Okay.
All right. Yours is?
Well, I wasn't sure until I was on my way over here.
And you made me laugh.
I want a car stereo that I won't blow the speakers out of.
I have never in my life blown the speakers on a car stereo. How many car stereo speakers have you blown, T-Squared?
Well, I don't... See, I usually try to blame it on my kids, but it doesn't work. So, let's see. I blew 2 out of my Durango. I blew, I think, my previous vehicle before that. I'm positive I blew the back speakers out.
So that's 4.
And my car before that, I know I blew out the whole right side. I know that for a fact.
So that's 8.
And this one, I'm positive I blew out a tweeter. So I'm just 9? I'm really, yeah, probably.
Holy muffin! So T Squared wants speakers for Christmas.
No, I want a stereo with speakers that can hold the volume
stereo,
that I want.
See, I don't know
and
what
I don't
I'm
want a car
about.
That shakes. I don't want to turn it. I don't turn
so
it up so
a
that
a brand new car with a system that is T Squared proof.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you need the address of where to send that, just email us at twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com.
Right. Or look it up on toxictwinspr.com and you'll probably find it there. And then just send it to me and do that whole Santa thing where I don't know who
Secret
it came from.
Santa.
That would be awesome.
Love Santa. No strings
Yay.
Attached, please.
Yeah, please.
All right. So this last topic I thought would be perfect because you were once a model.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, you know, knowledge when it comes to the beauty industry.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah. When I found this article, it said that, you know, models know a thing or two about looking absolutely gorgeous, both on and off the clock. And Yahoo.com tracked down a few models from the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with 4 things that are must-haves in your beauty routine to make you beautiful at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to first talk about what these products are, and then you're going to rip them apart with your beautiful nails. Okay?
I don't have nails.
Shh. Okay, it was, figured.
Yeah, but thank you. Your nails look better.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to have Janet rip mine apart with her nails.
All right. Do. Okay. So the first thing is Rosebud Solve. It's multi-purpose, can be used to hydrate chapped lips, moisturize dry skin, and add a gorgeous dewy finish to eyelids and cheekbones. Consider it your MVP, or most valuable product. Rosebud Solve is from the Rosebud Perfume Company, and it's $6.
Oh, well, good for them.
All right, so what do you got?
Okay, first of all, it's petroleum-based, which is...
So you could just use petroleum jelly?
Like they used to.
And that's like 99 cents?
In the 50s. And the problem is that petroleum jelly is not regulated by any regulation out there as far as cosmetic use, which means you could be getting something that can be purely toxic. It's also known to aid in breast cancer. It's also been known to any petrol products, in anything, in chapstick, anything along those lines.
Oh, heavens.
Let me give you my suggestions.
I love you.
As a
give
model.
It. Give okay. it to us.
You can actually use beeswax mixed with coconut oil for that little bit of a shine.
Okay.
And it's very good for the skin. You can also use avocado oil, which is just as beautiful for the skin. Or you can go to, you can get, there's a product called Pave Diamond Cream that's made here in Colorado by Ultra Pure Cosmetics. It is more expensive. It is $35. Yes, you can buy it through me. However, you can go on...
T-Squared. Ultra- TwoGirlsOneBottleWine@gmail.com.
Right. Or you can go to UltraPureCosmetics.com.
Buy it through T-Squared.
Yeah, that would be nice, actually. But thank you. But my girlfriend created it. The Pave Diamond Cream is beautiful. It smells like grapefruit. It highlights cheeks, highlights eyes. It smells like grapefruit. It is 100% purely natural. It's absolutely beautiful. And her lip... products are made out of like macadamia nut oil,
okay,
and things like that that are actually truly moisturizing to the skin. They penetrate, they do actual moisturizing, they don't clog pores like petroleum based products do. And let me tell you a little something about these models. Their skin is not pretty when they take that crap off their face.
Okay.
They have blemishes, blackheads, everything. It's wow. Just nasty. So okay, there's my rant for
She's
that
debunking.
One.
She's debunking. Debunking. No, I knew this would happen in the back of my mind. I was kind of hoping it would happen.
Because I texted her last night and told her I'd probably be fired.
No, no, I want the truth to be thrown out there.
All right.
All right, the next thing that I've got from my Yahoo.com story feels very, very chintzy right now, is moisturizing cream.
Yep.
Splurge alert. Mm-hmm. Anti-aging dream cream, the world's most flawless beauty, swear by it. It's Creme de la Mer Moisturizing Cream from La Mer. And it's $85. $85!
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's for an ounce. But I don't know for sure.
It's definitely not a huge jar. But
so what's your debunking, T-Squared?
La Mer is not that bad of a product line. However, I can tell you the difference between anything that you're going to buy over the counter as opposed to medical. Like if you go to a medical, you know, facility.
Like your facility, like right?
My facility.
It's called?
It's newfaceandfigures.com.
And if you go to twogirlsandabottlewine.com, the link is there.
Yes. The difference between over-the-counter and a medical product, there's two different things that people need to understand. The reason why La Mer cannot be a medical product is because the molecules cannot actually fully penetrate the skin. All it does is it goes on top, holds the moisture in, but it doesn't actually moisturize your skin or do any plumping or firming.
Oh.
If you get a medical product, which my favorite line is Biopel. Anyway, It actually penetrates the skin, takes good care of your skin, and
makes you look younger.
Makes you look younger, and I'm complimented daily on my skin, and I'm not bragging,
beautiful.
But I do get a lot of compliments,
you are
and
beautiful.
That is exactly what I use. So there you go.
All right, texturizing hairspray.
Yes.
You want to absorb oil, add texture and body to lackluster locks in need of a pick me up? Well, they recommend dry texturizing spray from Orib. I don't know if I pronounced that right. And it's $42. That's the most important part. $42 for a bottle of stuff to spray in your hair.
Yeah, he's a hairstylist from, believe it or not, back in the 80s, and he's made himself this big deal, and I believe it's Oribe is the Oribe. Actual. I could be wrong. I'm probably not. You're
probably better probably, informed than I am.
I don't know. I think we're actually both butchering it regardless. So.
It's Oribe.
Anyway, $42. You can go buy the Big Sexy Hair Texturizing.
Love Big Sexy.
And you can pay half that price. That's my too. And you can get their, if you get their texture powder that you can put on your roots.
That'll like dry shampoo?
Yep. They have a dry shampoo that actually has Marilyn Monroe on it. So if people love Marilyn Monroe.
For right now. They're
for right now, like yeah. That was a limited edition.
But I told Steve, if I bought those bottles, I wouldn't use them. They would just limited be decor in my bathroom. Marilyn Monroe on my hairspray that you can't use. Don't even think about opening it.
But it is a promotion. But they're half that price and they are just as good. So.
Good to know. And then one last product for you to debunk, T-Squared. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's face oil, full of beneficial botanicals that help nourish and nix fine lines. It's Robin's popular potion, and it's said to be something everyone should try now! Exclamation point. It's from luxury face oil. It's Robin. Rodin.
It's Rodin.
Sorry. It's $170.
And I put, are you smoking dope?
I don't. Seriously. Even though I'm in Colorado.
And I put,
I work in HR.
And
I
as
can't.
A note, I said, Janet has fully embraced Colorado. because $170, seriously, for
insanity, right?
Facial oil that you can use any of the oils that I mentioned previously on your mm-hmm. face to moisturize and take care of your skin that you can get at a flipping health food store for $8. Hello.
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 So and, I knew it. I knew it when I found this article and I added it to our show today that you would be able to bring some knowledge to
and
our
Dr. listeners. Rodin is also Rodin. Known to actually have parabens and all the breast cancer stuff. That is in her product line at times.
Hashtag avoid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have hashtag twice in our show today.
There we go.
I am 12.
So.
All right, T-Squared. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll have you back
too.
In January.
I hope so.
To talk about 2015.
You guys need to let me know if I'm fired or not.
You're not fired. I can tell you that right now. I love you with all of my heart.
Well, thank you.
And
I
I'm
love
so
being
happy
here.
That you came. And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
We'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. And Merry Christmas to all of you out there. And thank you for listening to us.
Yes. And if you need to find any of her links, we have all of her links. Every single one on our twogirlsinabottlewine.com. page. I added them today,
and she's going to be added to and Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine are going to be added to my pages, by the way.
Heart, love, thank you.
As soon as I have Chris do it for me, because Chris. He can do it for me.
It's probably the better way
because
to go. I'm probably going to mess something up
I
one
am
day.
Not as proactive as Janet is, so just saying.
All right, well, we'll be back next Monday with Carrie. And I'm sure we'll have some stories to talk about when it comes to our Sunday dinner.
Oh, boy.
It is a non-Carrie birthday dinner.
Yeah, so she says. Whatever.
All right, you guys have a great week. And cheers, click glasses
cheers,
with me.
Cheers, Tiki. All right, there we go.
All right, bye.
Good night.